sleepless nights aren't so bad. I'm staying up, I'm staying sad. I don't want anything to change. I don't want anything to change. I like it lonely and I like it strange. I don't want anything to change. You left a mess, you're everywhere. I don't want anything to change. I don't want anything to change. There's nothing I would rearrange. I don't want anything to change. I can feel your fate, but until right outside, before the moment it's best tonight. I don't want anything to change. I don't want anything to change. I can feel you fading, but until
stay reserved.
Oh, okay. We are live now. Hi, everyone. This is Allie from Groupie Chats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I have with me... Do you want to put your headphones on? Can you hear now? Oh, okay. Well, today I have with me Charlie and Joe, because I bumped into them as I was walking here, and I was like, hey, do you want to come on a radio show? And they were like, yeah. Anyways... The way this normally works is we play one artist for like 30 minutes and then we riff off of that. I didn't plan ahead enough today. There's too much going on. So we're just playing random music, whatever we feel like. The first song we're going to be playing is The Splendor That Was Rome by Hammerkopf. Oh, someone just honked outside.
I wonder if you guys could hear that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Can we hear you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Right. Yeah. Do you guys want to say anything about yourselves?
I'm Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
My show is Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It is every other Tuesday at 1, including this Tuesday, so in exactly 12 hours.
Come and catch
my show.
A little bit less than 12 hours, like 11 hours 56 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I've got a pretty good set list for today. I'll give you guys a preview.
Oh. This is so much more prepared than mine. I just come and play.
I make my playlist in advance.
Oh, okay.
Some King Cruel.
Oh.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Flat Sounds, Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. That sounds great. Anyways, Joe, do you want to say anything? Is this your first time here?
This is my first time here, yeah.
Okay, three words to describe this room.
Walls.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a pillar, too.
Yeah.
So a pillar.
One more word.
Interesting.
Wow.
And there's just like...
Lots of descriptive.
There's just a lot happening.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Anyways, now it's time...
Where's the Ronald Reagan record?
The Ronald Reagan record?
It's out somewhere.
Is that something that we have to say that we're talking about politics for?
No.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we look for that while I play this first song? Hopefully it will work. This is, again, The Splendor That Was Rome by Hammerkopf.
Oh,
Hi, we're talking again. There was a little bit of a mess up there. I played the Hammer Cup song, and then I played a ride song, and then I accidentally played another ride song in the middle of that ride song. A little bit of my bad. I forgot my phone does the thing where it connects to your computer when you're on Spotify. But anyways, I played half of a ride song called Dreams Burn Down, and then I played a full ride song called Seagull. Pretty crazy. Anyways. Hi. Do you have anything to say, Joe?
What's up? I changed chairs. Yeah, I got into the leather one. There's only one that has, like, leather in the room, and it's, like, a lot lower than the other one.
Yeah. So Do you feel really cool right now?
It's kind of, you're just, like, chilling out. Like,
yeah. Just so that everyone who's listening knows, Joe is wearing a robe right now, like a bathrobe.
I'm wearing a, yeah.
It's a Nintendo?
No, it says PlayStation on the back.
My bad. I didn't play video games growing up as a kid, so
I didn't really either. I don't have a PlayStation. I just like found it, and like I was thinking
on the side of a road found
it.
No,
like I was like shopping. I went to go buy some like pants or something, and like I'd been like thinking because I need a bathrobe because like you need a bathrobe.
You need a bathrobe. Like, yeah.
They're mad comfy.
Yeah. Charlie, you have a bathrobe?
I do have a bathrobe.
There we go. Everyone in this room has a bathrobe.
It's green. Yeah.
It's green.
Nice. I had to get it, and I just saw it, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't say no.
True. I can't believe they sell PlayStation bathrobes in, like, adult sizes.
It was, like, only in adult sizes.
Oh, wow.
I, like, didn't see, like, a kid size.
They really, like, hey, kids, you can't have the bathrobe for your favorite console, like, video gaming.
They might have had, like, specific, like, video game characters. I didn't really look in the kids section. Oh. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
my bad.
My knowledge of
kids' clothing is a little bit.
It's a little
warped.
Yeah.
A little dated. A little bit dated. The next song we're playing is called "Fate Is" by Wednesday. So we're gonna play that now, and we'll contemplate Joe's PlayStation robe while we're listening.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. Charlie tells me this song is about Blade Runner.
Yeah, the demo version of this song features the Memories Lost Like Tears and Rain speech from the end of Blade Runner.
Oh, whoa.
That band, Panchico, they're huge nerds. They wrote a song about Castle in the Sky, the Ghibli movie, God. And then another one about Dune. So, topical.
I almost swore. That is very topical. That's really, really cool. Anyways, so we are sitting here with the esteemed runners of the Instagram account Jumbo Selectuals, and they're being outed right now as the owners. They didn't expect this, but they are the ones who told me to do this live on air, and they've asked me to fill out the Jumbo Selectuals marriage pact. So if you're listening right now, you should go and fill it out so that there are more people, so then I can be matched with my soulmate, obviously. Okay, so the first question, Instagram username. My Instagram username is Ginkgo Tree.
Good username. Did you make the Ginkgo Tree?
Oh, yeah. What's, like, the inspiration behind that?
I really like Ginkgo Trees.
Did you make the keychain, little wooden things?
The ones that say number one Ginkgo Tree fan?
Yeah, I found a few of those.
Yeah, I did make those.
Those looked cool.
Thank you. I can make you one, because if you don't know, I work in the APL. It's my entire personality. Okay, you freak.
What's the APL?
The APL is the Advanced Production Lab at the SMFA, and I kind of live there, and I sleep there a lot. Not at night, but during the day, I sleep there. I get paid to sleep there. There's a laser printer. Oh, that was a loud knuckle crack. It's okay. You really don't care about the APL. Ugh. My manager's really cool. They listen sometimes. I don't know if they're listening right now, but they called in once. Pretty crazy, huh? I know. And there's a laser printer and a vinyl printer and four 3D printers and a CNC machine and a ceramic extruder. And theoretically, I can use them all. Very theoretically. I've used most of them. Some of them I don't like. The CNC machine is really loud, and I don't like the sound of it.
What does CNC sound like?
I don't know, but it's like a wood thing, and it can drill in like the X, Y, and Z direction. So it's really cool. It just it gives me a headache, so I leave the room every time it runs.
That's fair.
I also leave the room anytime someone comes into the APL. So I'm really not doing my job there, but it's fine. Okay, back to this Google survey. You freaky or not, 1 to 5. I will go 3 in the middle, because I don't feel like being decisive right now. Smith or not, Dual Degree. What is your favorite Jumbo Selectuals post?
I think you're the third. Dual Degree? Third or fourth? Maybe fifth?
How many answers do you have?
We have one full-on Smiffer.
Okay, how many answers do you have, though?
About 60?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to swear again. 60 answers?
Yeah.
I think so. I haven't checked it in like a day.
Okay. What is my favorite Jumbo Selectuals post? I honestly can't remember any of them.
Our radio people who filled out the survey.
Oh my god, I'll come up with a better answer then. What that mouth do?
I mean, it's a good answer.
Shut up.
No one really did that.
Oh, okay.
I guarantee someone said that.
Probably. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to be creative. It's really hard at 1 in the morning.
It is 1 in the morning.
It's 1:29. Do you know what that means, actually? We have to read a PSA.
Let's read a PSA.
Okay, we're going to read a PSA right now. Let's find one. Also, if you're listening, I'm sorry. You should go to sleep. Let's do this one.
Yeah, we got finals.
Yeah, we got finals. Why are you listening to us talk? Okay, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay.
Yay. Oh. I just knocked a lot of stuff over. Okay, time. Oh, I just knocked more things over. There's a camera in this room, so they just saw that. Hi. Anyways, what that mouth do? I'll come back to that one.
They're all mandatory.
I know. Yeah. I said I'll come back to it. I'm thinking. Historians speak of the rise of Oh, this is politics. Okay.
It's in the past.
It's historical.
Okay. Historians speak of the rise of mass politics in the period from 1880 to 1914. Define this phenomenon and analyze its effect on European politics in this period.
Some people actually answered this question. Very impressed with that.
Okay, I think I have to do this on my laptop.
They're gonna get matched with each other.
I think I need to answer this survey on my laptop, not on my phone. So I'm gonna redo it.
If you know who Cantrell is, you might end up matched with me.
Wait, because I'm just gonna.
What if we got matched with each other?
Oh.
Because I know who Cantrell is.
Do you want to explain to me who Cantrell is?
Young
if
boy.
If you know, you know. Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, it's young boy. Oh.
There we go. All right, anyways, it's time for another song because I'm going to fill the survey out. But if you are listening, now you know all my answers. So if you want to be matched with me, you know.
Did you go back to the other one?
Well, I'm going to do it on my laptop because I need to answer a question, but it has a long answer and my thumbs can't handle it.
That's fair.
But I will tell you my answers as I do them. Anyways, if you're listening to this show still, now you know all my answers. So if you want to be matched with me, should have been listening real good. Anyways, this next song is for Phoebe Still a Baby by the Cocteau Twins. Yeah, we are talking. That was Cool Waves by Spiritualized. Does anyone else have anything to say? No dead airwaves.
I mean, Joe, you always have something to say. What's the sound effect in your head?
I don't have a sound effect. I'm watching Duffy right now.
Watching, oh, yeah, we should explain Duffy.
I'm watching one of my good friend's nephews.
Uh-huh.
He got a cool little video right now. He's up past his bedtime tonight.
Oh, wow.
Playing with a soccer ball.
How old is he?
Like 18 months.
Did they choose to name him Duffy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like his name is Duffy. Like, it's not even like a nickname, I don't think.
Oh.
Like, his name is Duffy.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything because I feel like he's going to get a lot of opinions on that throughout the rest of his life. And so I feel if I add mine to the...
No, it's definitely a name.
It is a name. I'm glad he has one.
But it like totally fits, just like him.
Well, he's a child.
He's a baby, he acts like a baby who would be named Duffy.
No, I feel like that's kind of mean.
But it's a perfect fit. He's a hilarious little hilarious little guy.
Hilarious little guy. Yeah. Anyways, the next song that we're playing is PL by Arca. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Gold Dust by Duster. Also, we would like to shout out everyone who has swiped up on the Jumbo Selectuals Instagram story.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Co-signed.
That's really cool of you.
Shout out, y'all.
Also, it's my hand, so if you recognize it, you don't, because you don't know me.
Yeah.
I would just like to make that clear, live on air.
Shout out, radio.
Shout out, WMFO.
We live in the stew.
In the stew. 1:48 a.m.
Almost 1:49.
Oh.
You know what it means that it's 1:48.9?
1:49.
It means it's almost 2.
Whoa!
That was a Jumbo Sexual story from about a week ago.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
I don't watch
you guys. Wait, no, you don't like architecture.
I posted that one. I do like architecture.
Do you follow Dank Lloyd Wright on Instagram?
No.
Okay, you should, because every single night they post, I get 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night. And then they do it in funny handwriting sometimes.
Nice.
It's a good meme.
I believe it.
Thank you.
I like the Christian Science Center. That's my favorite architecture.
In like Boston?
Well, brutalism to an extent.
In Boston?
To an extent.
The Christian Science Center specifically.
I don't think you can go to a liberal arts school and not... And I think if you go to a liberal arts school, you're like legally obligated to like brutalism to some extent. Like you have to have some sort of like, oh, Soviet Russia, rundown greenery, brutalist architecture, like some sort of like idealism of that.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a...
Like when you pay your tuition...
Not everything.
There's like a little checkbox that's like, check. Oh, I just drew in the keypad. Check. I like brutalist architecture.
True.
You know? I like it when it's like in the middle of just like other architecture that isn't brutalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then it's like...
What are you doing here?
I like when it's in the middle of nowhere.
And that's what I was saying. You signed your soul over when you paid your tuition saying you had to like that. Yeah. Ooh.
Gross.
Gross. I'm kidding. That's cool. cough?
Yeah, I've had a cough the last few days.
Uh-oh.
I don't have COVID, though. Tested negative today.
I was supposed to get tested today.
So was I. Juno Selectuals has never had COVID, ever.
Facts.
I have never either. None but you us. Know who did? My roommate.
Which one?
Which one? It wasn't Maddie.
The other one.
The other one?
What's her name? Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen her before in my life.
I don't think
no, you have, though, because...
No way.
You know, no. Listen. Have you seen the Jumbo Votes posters in Metcalf? Her face is on them.
Nope.
They're in the hallways.
I don't look at things.
The only thing I look at in the hallways is that map.
And when you walk in to Metcalf, it like the first thing there's like a plaque and it says in honor of woman.
Oh yeah. No,
and
when
that's
I
the first sentence.
I look at that sometimes and I go, wow, this is really interesting because I am a woman.
It's deep.
It's really deep. Like
but he's only talking about one woman.
I know. And I know it's not me.
He's talking about his girl for real.
For real.
I think it's nuts that we live in the basement of Metcalf too. Like, that used to be, like...
Hashtag, someone clean up the vomit.
Hashtag, someone clean up the vomit.
Damn. That is not fun.
It wasn't us. It wasn't me.
Oh, was it you?
It wasn't me either.
Okay. See, I don't live in the basement, so it couldn't have been me.
Well, I don't think it would be someone who lives in the basement.
True. Someone also puked on the carpet. I think that was also someone.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Oh.
Wait, there's the multiple instances of vomit?
The hashtag clean up the vomit is about the how someone got puke, feces, I was trying to figure out how to say that.
Oh.
Dookie.
On the radio. And lipstick on the toilet.
Yeah, oh, I never saw that, though.
I never saw it.
I did not.
No, I took Cardi and...
a recollection.
Miles' word for it.
Yeah, I don't think that's something you would want to personally witness.
I'm interested.
You're interested?
Is there proof?
Oh, you just... Okay. I think that you should put this on your Jumbo Selectuals marriage pack that you're interested in seeing this photo proof, and hopefully whoever you match with has photo proof.
Well, I just thought that Charlie had seen it, because I was taking his word for it.
I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. I don't think you would want to see it. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. Maybe you had stumbled across.
Oh. That's not a nice thing to stumble across.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was in the JoJo stall, too.
Good.
Yeah, that's the worst stall. That toilet doesn't work all the time.
Is that the one on the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use that one. Probably because there's a JoJo's
poster. Yeah, our bathroom stalls are labeled by which anime poster they have inside. What's the other one? Black Clover?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
So what you're hearing is the people in the Metcalf basement. Actually, I can't say that live on air. I'll just tell Charlie and Joe after this. The next song is Easy FM by 36?. Please enjoy. Okay, I think that's going to be the last song because we have 3 minutes left, and that's not enough song time. But that is enough discussion with Ali featuring Jumbo Selectuals time. I think someone else just came in. Maybe. I think there might be someone after me.
It's 1:57. You know what that means?
What? It's almost two? Yeah. Almost. How many minutes until two?
A little under three.
Wow. A little three. Yeah, Thrumble. You're right. Anyways, again, this is Ali from Groovy Chats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Oh, is that the sound in your brain right now?
Yeah.
Can you do it louder? Okay, so we're going to end by just taking a minute to contemplate the sounds in Joe's brain. Anyways, this is probably last show of the semester, so come back next year, have a good winter break, all of those things. Or don't have a good winter break if you're not planning on it. But if you want to have a good winter break, I hope you have a good
get
winter break.
Get through it.
Get through it.
Healthily and safely.
Happily.
And
happily.
If you want to.
But only if you want to be happy.
Yeah.
If you don't, again,
Make sure you come back next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some,
try your
some
best.
Fun for me too.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all from us, I think.
Laugh a little.
Laugh a little. Live a little. All of the above. Okay. Good night. Have a good night and go to sleep if you're still awake, because you shouldn't be listening to a radio station.
Mwah.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Love and kisses from Jumbo Selectables.
Love our fans.
Love and kisses from Allie. And listen to Charlie's radio show at 1 p.m. But if you're
that
awake now, you probably...
Not at 1 p.m.
At 1?
If you're awake...
I don't listen to it.
Look, 12-hour difference. It's crazy. Listen to that. Anyways, good night. Go to sleep. Yeah.